where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia police are asking for your help in finding a missing 29-year-old woman. Police say Paige Walton was last seen at around 6 yesterday evening around Oxford Street and Maxwell Street. She was last seen wearing a black, blue, and white windbreaker, a brown t-shirt, and blue jeans. A picture of her can be found on our website. Anyone with information is asked to contact Sarnia Police or Crime Stoppers. Don't be alarmed if you see armored vehicles on the 402 this evening. Members of the 1st Hussars will be conducting convoy training in the Sarnia area starting after 4 o'clock. The convoy will also travel along London Line. Soldiers and vehicles will not be carrying weapons or ammunition. A survey is asking Sarnia residents what they like about living in the city and what they'd like to see more of. Your feedback will help as City Council develops a strategic plan. Communications Manager Steve Henschel says the survey is on the Speak Up Sarnia website.
And they would just find a link to the survey there. It's a short survey, can be completed in 5 to 10 minutes, and they have until March 29th at 4 p.m.
The final strategic plan is expected to be presented to Council in July. You can now try out a local intercommunity public transit system for free. Lambton County Library and Huron Shores Area Transit have partnered to launch the Smart Card Library Pass program. If you have a library card, you can borrow one of the transit passes for up to 5 days. Transit spokesperson Susan Mills says passes can be picked up from certain Lambton libraries.
I do know there's still a little bit of reticence from rural residents to, you know, trust to get on a bus and travel somewhere. We're also used to getting somewhere by car. That sort of making that little jump to give public transit a try could be a bit of a hurdle. And so we're hoping that the library pass will help people surpass.
Mills says the pass isn't renewable. That way it gives more people a chance to try out the service. And the federal government is reviewing the popular app TikTok. The Liberals ordered a national security review back in September, but didn't share that information publicly. The revelation now comes after the U.S. House of Representatives recently passed a bill to ban TikTok unless its China-based owner sells its stake in the business. Periods of rain and a risk of a thunderstorm today, about 5 to 10 millimeters expected with a high of 10. Tonight, periods of rain ending this evening, then cloudy. There is a chance of overnight showers and a risk of a thunderstorm, a low of 3. And Friday, cloudy with a high of 5. I'm Natalia Vega.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.